has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday, February the 28th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Barry Kite will be back joining us tomorrow. He's in transit today. Well, there's not much to talk about in the way of news today, you know. It's kind of a dull. Oh, there's a plenty to talk about. What is going on here? The Dow is down 436 points right now. After rallying on Thursday and Friday, the Dow is at 33,622. The S&P 500 is down 43 points to 4342. The NASDAQ is actually doing better than the other two. It's only down 79 points at 0.6%. But I'm not seeing much activity in those NASDAQ stocks yet here. 13,614 on the NASDAQ after a huge jump on Thursday and Friday. The small cap's down 0.6% right now. Crude oil, a big winner today. Crude is up $3.26 per barrel, the $94.85. And, of course, prices at the gas pump continue to rise, probably going higher. Gold is also a very big winner today. It's up $28 per ounce, $19.15. That's the highest level I've seen it at for quite some time. And silver tagging right along. It's up 47 cents to $24.49. We've got the 10-year. Look at this. Look at this flight to safety. Pretty massive. The 10-year is down 12 basis points today. 1.87 on all of these world moves in the way of the sanctions. And last but not least, Bitcoin is up 860, 39,664. So welcome to the Monday edition of the Best Stocks Now show on this February the 28th with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, 23 years behind the trading desk here at Gunderson Capital Management. Research, also behind the mic for the last 23 years. Barry Kite, our CFA and certified financial planner, will be rejoining us tomorrow. He's in transit today, but wow. There's a lot. I watched a lot of news, it seems like, over the weekend, and I continue to monitor several areas, several different channels here today, because the news continues to pour in from all over the place. Now, let's go back to where we left off on Friday before we pick up where we are here on Monday. The Dow was up 835 points on Friday. The S&P was up 96, and the NASDAQ was up 221 on Friday after a huge day on Thursday. And I think the sanction issue was probably a big factor, that the heaviest sanctions were not leveled at Putin, but they were leveled at him over the weekend. So does that bring the tech rally, the two-day tech rally, to a halt? How much of that tech rally was short covering? I don't know. I have to look at a lot of individual stocks today to get a feel for where the techs are. But they left off very well. They had a good day Thursday, Friday. They looked interesting. But I'm not seeing any follow-through here today. Instead, what's working today? Well, the number one sector in the market today, by far, the oil and gas sector. And that should come as no surprise. Now, they did not sanction Putin's oil, which is kind of unusual. You think they would go after that. That's his 80% of his economy is dependent upon oil. But the oil stocks are having a good day as oil goes up to about $94, $95 per barrel. The gold stocks are having a very good day. I mean, anytime you hear the word nuclear, You're going to see the gold stocks move and also the uranium stocks moving very sharply today. The defense stocks, very strong. A lot of the European countries now realizing that they need to stock up a little bit on their defense. And a lot of the defense stocks moving today, we'll talk about some of the winners here today. And last but not least, the solar stocks are having a very, very good day, obviously. The alternative to oil, high-priced oil, solar does kind of, as oil moves higher in price, you do see those rallies in the solar stocks with hopes that people will switch. And there's also, you know, fear of cyber attacks against our banks, against the market, against our grid. Who knows what else? And so people probably thinking, gee, if they took down the electrical grid, my solar would still be working. So these kinds of things are all at play right now. Forget about the Fed right now. I mean, the Fed takes a back seat with all of this Ukraine action. We're seeing interest rates down 12 basis points today. You say, why would interest rates go down that much? Well, because of the flight to safety into the bond market. So the bond market is getting a boost today. You don't want to be invested in Russian rubles today, nor do you want to be in the bread lines in Russia buying bread, because the value of the ruble is down about 30% today. So not only did the sanctions hit Russia, the government, hard, but it hits the people, obviously, very hard, too, because the value of their currency has just been crushed here over the weekend. And, in fact, I just saw something about Putin having an emergency meeting with his economic advisor. Oh, there's a lot of tentacles in all of this. Well, the Dow had its best day of 2022 on Friday. The sanctions weren't as bad as they thought, and it looked like Putin was going to roll through Ukraine and have a nice, tidy little war, and by Monday he would be in charge of Ukraine. But, you know, something happened on the way to Kyiv, and he's not having the success that he thought he would. He's been stalled quite a bit. We don't know what the next move will be. He has called on his nuclear forces to be on high alert. That always sends a chill throughout the world. And in the meantime, the stock market, you know, look, it does not like uncertainty. And there's certainly a ton of uncertainty right now about that entire situation over there. It looks like Belarus is going to join in now, which is on the other side of Ukraine, but very loyal. I know the leadership of Belarus is loyal to Putin. I'm not so sure about the people, though. I'm not so sure that the people's hearts are in invading their neighbor. The West to boot select Russian banks from the SWIFT system. Now, this is kind of the big one that occurred over the weekend. And I think that's what's got the markets very much on edge here today. You know, our banks do business with Russia. Our banks have loaned money to Russia. And now Russia is cut off from making payments on those loans. And this is going to hit some of our banks here in the U.S. and other areas of our market. But it seems like it's a necessary step. Even Germany went along with this latest round of sanctions, but still not willing to put sanctions on his oil over there in Putin, because Germany is still very much dependent on what Russia sends them for their country. Germany also surprisingly has decided to not only send arms to the Ukrainians, but also to build up their defense a bit. And that's why you're seeing stocks like Northrop Grumman and L. Harris and Lockheed Martin and ESLT out of Israel I saw a big winner today in a European defense company. That's BAS Systems, which is BAESY. That's the symbol. It was up 13% or so when I looked. But anyway, so a lot happening over the weekend. Some of it expected, some of it very unexpected. I think him being bogged down is very unexpected. Even some oligarchs now saying, hey, you need to back out. I don't know. In the meantime, there's a three-mile convoy headed for Kyiv. Seems like it's too late to back out at this point. Well, I'm here to help navigate these markets. I still have short positions on vulnerable areas, and I still have a lot of exposure to energy and gold. So we're doing okay so far today. I'll give you more of my insights when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now show. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. The market has taken another leg down here. The Dow is now down 513. The Nasdaq's down 106. A little better. It was down 400 during the evening futures action. Gunderson Capital Management, we are up 0.5% overall. We're having good success today from our oil and gas holdings, our gold holdings, gold stocks, and our inverse funds on, what we think are the vulnerable areas of the market right now. And we're obviously down on our bank holdings and on our low PE technology stocks today. But overall, I'm pretty happy, at least, how we're hanging in there today with all that's going on in the world here today. Like I say, so far today, the leadership in the market is definitely oil and gas. I see BTU, which is Peabody Energy. That's the natural gas stock. I see Occidental Petroleum. I see our LNG, which is liquid natural gas, LNG symbol. That's one of our big holdings in the oil and gas space. In the inverse funds, the two best inverse funds that I see out there right now are EDZ. I tipped this one last week in my newsletter and in my messages I've been sending out. It's triple inverse, the emerging markets, which are submerging right now. Our biotech inverse is doing well. In the gold side there, I'm seeing AU have a good day. Gold Fields, Harmony Gold, and then uranium stock. Usually when uranium moves, it's CCG, and it's moving again today. In the solar sector, I'm seeing Enphase, Azure, Sunrun, and SEDG, Sedge. Solar Edge, all to the positive today. That's where your leadership in the market is. Well, the whole nuclear thing, that was a new wrinkle that came about yesterday. Russian President Vladimir Putin put deterrent forces on high alert. Those forces include nuclear weapons. Well, there was a time I had to correct myself. I thought that they did have nuclear weapons in Ukraine. They don't. They gave them up. It was the Clinton, Bill Clinton, brokered a deal where Ukraine back in the mid-90s gave up their nuclear weapons. There is a little rub there, however, because Russia ended up with the nuclear weapons from Ukraine. I mean, one has to wonder if they hid a few. I don't know. But the first place that Russia secured when they went in was Chernobyl, right? Which has like a 19-mile radius around it where there's no life, nobody, the ground is still radioactive. But that's, either that was the fastest path to Kyiv, or, Putin is stating that they have the capability and the launchers and everything. Whether they have the warheads or not, nobody knows. But anyways, he did secure. I wondered why they secured Chernobyl. That was the first thing they secured, and they took those people hostage. There's a lot going on in the world right now. Looks like Belarus is going to join in. The European markets are tanking today. France is down 3.1%. Germany down 2.5%. It would seem that Germany is probably going to suffer the most from these new sanctions that have been placed on them. And, of course, Russia has their own central bank. They raise their interest rates today. You think our Fed is we're afraid of our Fed raising 0.25% for the first time, in 10 years or whatever it is. Their bank raised interest rates to 20% today, like 12 points is what they raised. And, of course, they're trying to defend their currency, the ruble, which is down to, I believe, 10 cents on the dollar. The ruble is tanking. And, of course, that hurts not only Russia, or the Russian government. It also hurts the Russian people big time. Russian ruble down 30%. I haven't seen it lately, but that's where it was when the markets opened. Now you've got all of these companies pulling out of Russia. Last time I looked, BP was actually down. BP has a 20% investment in the big Russian oil company, Rosneft. BP is pulling out, selling that 20% for a loss, and BP is down 6% today. BP also pays a dividend yield, I want to say, of 6%. Let me just take a look here. 4.5%. So there goes your dividend yield, down 6%. They are exiting their 20% stake in the Russian oil company, Rosneft. And others are doing the same thing. They're divesting from Russia. Russia is really shooting itself in the foot here in many ways. I've even heard some calls for, Putin to be replaced. We'll see how this all ends up. A couple of oligarchs urging him to back out of this war. Equinor, that's a big Norwegian oil company. They're backing out, divesting from Russia. UPS is backing out of their joint venture with Russia, and so is FedEx. So it's going to be tough on Russia in the way of doing business. Let's see what else we have. Okay, we've got Tom Lee speaking out. And this was the question I asked in my newsletter over the weekend. Let's go to the headline of the Gunderson Best Stocks Now newsletter, which asked the question, is a NASDAQ bottom taking place? Well, the NASDAQ has sold off. You know, the NASDAQ was at 16,250. It recently hit 12,500. That's a 4,000-point drop in the NASDAQ, which is about 20%, almost 25%, since its high back last November. And the NASDAQ has had a few rallies along the way, but it had a ferocious rally on Thursday especially, and then it did follow through on Friday. So it was worth asking the question, is a NASDAQ bottom taking place? Well, I thought on Thursday that the NASDAQ had reached way oversold conditions, and there was a good trading opportunity there. I put in some limit orders on Thursday, pretty cheap, trying to pick up a couple of top tech stocks like NVIDIA and AMD. They didn't quite get down to my limit orders. I got a little bit of NVIDIA, not much. When we come back, I'll talk a little bit more on my conclusion. What was it when I studied the technical patterns, the valuations, the sentiment, what's going on in the world right now? Has the NASDAQ put in the bottom? Tom Lee thinks it has. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson's The Best Stocks Now show. And welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. With the Dow down 418 right now, oil up $4.11, waiting for the NASDAQ to come around here. S&P down 41 right now, that's about 1%. And the NASDAQ right now is only down 40. I just saw AMD go positive. Looks like a pretty good chart on AMD, and seen a few others here that look kind of interesting. So my answer to the question is, well, as always, it depends on the stock. Is it time to get back into the tech stock? It depends on the stock. For the most part, the vast majority of tech stocks remain in very bad downtrends. And as a technical guy who uses technicals to help me pick buy points and sell points, etc., I don't like buying stocks that are in downtrends. The NASDAQ itself remains in a downtrend. Most of your big tech stocks are still in downtrends. But there are others, however, out there right now that are starting to firm up. They're starting to put in that bottom, and they're starting to break out to the upside. So I think there's opportunity, but I think that also you have to be very, very selective amongst those technology stocks. Now, I just want to look at a chart right now of the overall NASDAQ, okay? The overall NASDAQ is the NASDAQ 100 index. Here's my write-up on Friday of the current technical picture. I said the NASDAQ is now trying to form a number one sideways trend. Okay, well, it's been in a downtrend for the last, up until Thursday of last week, it was in a horrible downtrend. So now you have 2 days of constructive action, and I would also say that today's pretty constructive because the NASDAQ is not down as much as the rest of the market. Support is at 13,250. Okay, that's where it's trying to put in this bottom. I like for an index to put in a bottom, a sideways trend for more than just 2 days. Okay, it has 2 days of trying to put in the sideways trends. Resistance is at 14,500. I also said this is still a weak chart. It's trying to put in a bottom. A close below 13,000 would put the NASDAQ into a bear chart. Now, here's the most disturbing part about that chart on the NASDAQ. It had a death cross 2 weeks ago where the 50-day moving average has crossed below the 200-day moving average. There's no sure thing that that is a death cross and it's all downhill from here, but it is a very... It just shows you the weakness, how weak that chart of the NASDAQ currently is. But there's a lot of four-letter tech stocks or four-letter NASDAQ-related stocks in the NASDAQ 100 and outside of the NASDAQ 100, and we still own several. So I would just say that, you know, all in all, I don't think it's time to be going back into the high PE NASDAQ stocks. But some of the leadership, the highest quality NASDAQ technology stocks, I think definitely worth looking at right now. Okay, what else do we have here? The Fed obviously takes a back seat, but we are expecting a rate hike. Will this stay the Fed's hand? Well, you know, you got the inflation equation, too, that the Fed. I think that the Fed is much, much more worried about inflation right now than this war in Ukraine affecting the U.S. economy. I don't think it will stay their hand. I think they will continue to go ahead with the rate hike this month and several more in the future. Okay, now here's back to Tom Lee, who I like. He's a famed market strategist. He says that the S&P 500 is trading right around a technical level that would support a bottoming process for U.S. equities. I like this guy. He thinks like I do, putting in a bottoming process. Now, I'd like to see this bottoming process last a little more than 2 or 3 days. But he's kind of in the same camp I am. The firm, which was co-founded by Lee, J.P. Morgan's former chief equity strategist. Okay, so this guy has some pretty good credentials. He wrote in a note that the S&P 500 needs to move above 4365 for the rally to extend. It's not doing that today. It's moving in that direction, however. It's about 8 points below that. And I totally agree with him. It needs to break out, and so does the NASDAQ. So anyways, we'll see. I mean, there's some very, very good stocks that make up the S&P 500. But I would definitely shy away from the highest. You could sort the S&P 500 stocks on a P.E. basis, or forward P.E., even more important in my book, and stay away from the highest forward P.E. stocks and concentrate more in the ones that are reasonable. Moderna hit by lawsuit. Patent violations. Arbutus and Genevant seek damages for the use of COVID-19 patents. We'll see how that all plays out. But these vaccine stocks have been very, very weak here, obviously, with Omicron kind of continuing to die a slow death and really nothing out there behind it, at least as of now. Energy names rebound on easing fears of Russian supply snags. Well, you're going to be paying a lot more at the pump in the coming weeks. Oil is above $94 per barrel today. And it would seem that 100 on the WTI, West Texas Intermediate Crude, is probably the spot where our government, our leadership, President Biden in particular, get pretty nervous when it's above $100 per barrel and would probably do some kind of a big intervention there like it did last week when it got above 100. But we'll see how it all plays out. I'm still pretty bullish on the oil stocks. The defense stocks spike as Germany pledges to boost military spending. I mentioned BAESY. Let's just check in on it today. BAESY. Wow. It's up 9.2% today. It's a pretty sleepy stock that's been in the 30s, low 30s forever. It's based out of the United Kingdom. But it's a $31 billion company. Boy, the futures are now improving here. I think that the NASDAQ could go positive here. The Dow's now down 296. NASDAQ just did go positive. It's up 34 points. Okay, on the defense side, you got Northrop Grumman having a good day. And, oh, wow, look at that breakout. It's up 6.2%. LHX. And there's also a lot of aerospace defense ETFs. I'm thinking of, I believe it's ITA. L3 Harris Corp up 5.1% today. Lockheed Martin, LMT up 4.2%. And ESLT is up 15.2%. That's an Israeli manufacturer of defense items. It's the biggest winner today in that space. It has a relative strength of 95 right now, P.E. ratio of 21, but getting a big boost by this activity in the Ukraine. All right, let's take a look at what else we got. General Dynamics, let's check in on them, GD. And I know Raytheon had a big move last week. General Dynamics is breaking out. This is the hottest sector today. Oil is second place. And the last one here is Raytheon. That's a tremendous breakout in Raytheon stock. 93 relative strength. Come ye masters of war, right? The big defense stocks doing quite well here today. Let's take a look at tech just for a minute. I saw AMD was positive before the market went positive. Let's just take a look inside the NASDAQ here real quickly and see what's moving inside the NASDAQ. When I looked about an hour ago, I didn't see anything really moving inside the NASDAQ, and now I'm starting to see some movement inside the NASDAQ. The best performing NASDAQ stock right now, Tesla. Tesla up 6%. Well, you know, high gas prices? That makes sense. Electric cars getting a boost today, but I'm not really seeing. I'm seeing NVIDIA's up 1%. Looks to me like AMD is the best looking tech stock right now. All right, when we come back, the stocks of the day. This is the Best Stocks Now show with Bill Gunderson. And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. With a lot going on in the world, there's four stocks that I've picked out here to mention. The best looking tech stocks that I can see out there right now. It's kind of an interesting stock too, because it plays into this whole worry about cyber attacks. CrowdStrike. I've owned CrowdStrike in the past. That's one of the better-looking tech charts. It's breaking above its 50-day moving average today. And it built a nice, long, sideways trend. CRWD, it's up 6.6% today on a day when the Dow's down 288 and the S&P's down 24. There's a lot of other interesting ones. Like I say, is it time to get back into the tech stocks? It depends on the stock. And I would continue to focus on the lower PE ones. This is not a lower PE stock. This is one of the high flyers, very high-flying growth stock. But that's a pretty nice chart on CRWD. From the world of precious metals, Anglo Gold, that is a superior chart, AU. And we've been talking about high relative strength, low PE. It has a relative strength of 87 on a scale of 1 to 99 using the O'Neill system. And I think in the app it's an A momentum grade. And in the forward PE space, the Anglo Gold is a 15. So you have an 87 relative strength and a 15 PE ratio. The forward PE is about the same. And you have just the opposite of what the NASDAQ has. The NASDAQ has a what you call a death cross, with the 50 dropping below the 200-day, Anglo Gold has a golden cross. A golden cross, that's apropos for a gold stock. It just had the 50-day break above the 200-day moving average. And I also like the fact that the stock is up 8.7% today and breaking out to a new 52-week high. That's always music to my ears. That tickles my eyeballs, too. Look at that, AU. Very good move in AU. Do we own AU? I got to check. We own a couple of gold stocks. AU might be one of them. If it is, I better let you know and disclose that to you. I think it would be in the ultra growth portfolio. No, it's not there. Is it in the emerging growth portfolio? I guess we don't. We own a couple of other gold stocks, but not AU. All right, and then in the oil patch, I'm going to bring it up again because it has natural gas exposure. Devon Energy, DVN, which has a relative strength of 99. It doesn't get any stronger than that, and the stock is up 4.4% today, and it's breaking out to a new all-time high today, or a new 52-week high, and it has a P.E. ratio of 16. So there you have that combination of very high P.E., I mean very high relative strength, 99, and a 16 or under P.E. ratio. at 16. Let me just see where the stock is ranked. All the rankings in the stock, in the app, are working again. On the Best Stocks Now app, we're going to work on getting the mobile app back up this week. Devon's ranked number 639 right now, but it has a momentum grade of A. It's up 25% year to date. It was up 178% last week, last year. So DVN once again showing some pretty good action here today. And the fourth one, the shipping stocks are the shipping rates are just going through the roof again. Diana Shipping, DSX, which is it's a small company. It's under $400 million in market capitalization. DSX has a relative strength of 94 and a P.E. ratio of 8, 94 to 8. So there's another one. Okay, now, on the macro picture, I published that in my newsletter last week. I've been sharpening my pencil on the S&P 500 target price, which is the product of two different numbers, the earnings estimates out there in the future, and then a multiple. And the multiple is flexible, okay? That multiple expands as interest rates come down, and it contracts when interest rates go up. But don't forget, too, that the multiple is looking ahead down the road a year or two at what it thinks interest rates will be at. And I do the same thing. I look at where I think it will be, down the road a year or two. Where will interest rates be down? And that's how I choose the multiple that I am using. So if you want to see my current macro outlook and how much the risk-to-reward factor, what's the current risk-to-reward factor? Is there a lot of reward? Has the market now gotten extremely undervalued? Well, you can look at my latest macro outlook in the newsletter that I published on Saturday. And you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to get 2 free weeks of the newsletter. Barry's been extra busy here recently with a lot of people not seeing much done in their portfolios that they have elsewhere, if anything, being done. Nobody's looking out for their bond funds, which have been under severe pressure. Nobody's looking out for their high-flying tech stocks, which have been under severe pressure, and they seem to be stuck in a very passive type of asset allocation, which that's pretty much the norm out there in the market these days. It's not that easy to find somebody who is going to watch over things and be an active investor and try to protect when the going is rough and try to really go, go, go when you've got clear sailing in the market. So anyways, if you'd like to set up an appointment with us, ED is the gate that you have to go through. You can reach her at 855-611-BEST. She handles our schedules, 855-611-BEST. Or you can go on our website and request a phone call at GundersonCapital.com. You can also get 2 free weeks of my weekly newsletter. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.